I suppose I owe this to you.
Kadara does not look at Doran as they step onto the uncovered porch.
Me?
Kadara steps onto the stone walk to the library.
If you hadn't been so interested in smithing, then Father wouldn't have gotten to know your father.
Maybe.
How can neighbors not come to know each other? The stiff eastern breeze carries the tang of salt as it whips Kadara's long red hair almost into Doran's face.
Do you mind if I join you?
Doran looks over his shoulder and up at the tall blonde figure with broad shoulders.
We're going to a meeting.
I know. I'm new, too. That's why I thought you wouldn't mind. I'm Breda.
Breda wears gray trousers and a blue long-sleeved farmer's shirt.
Doran, and this is Kadara.
I'm from Lidkler, in the hills above the Fane Valley. It's so small, almost no one has ever heard of it. Where are you two from?
We're from Extina.
Brother and sister?
Hardly.
Oh, the red hair. I just thought...
It's just coincidence.
Oh.
A long shadow falls across the walk as a high, puffy cloud scuds toward the eastern horizon and blocks the low sun.
Hey, isn't Extina close to Land's End? It's not far from here at all. I saw a road marker just before we got here.
Kadara's lips remain closed as she marches up under the covered porch and reaches for the dark steel handle of the black oak door. Sunlight returns to the academy grounds. The black oak door shuts in Doran's face.
She's a little unhappy, isn't she?
Neither one of us is exactly thrilled to be here.
After stepping into the library, Doran scans the tables, counting three female and four male figures seated around two tables. No one is seated around the window table. He edges around the table to the far left and sits next to Kadara. On his immediate left is the wall. Breda settles in the last seat at the other table, grinning briefly as Doran looks across the perhaps 10 cubits that separate them. On the other side of Kadara sits a solid young woman, wearing a bright orange-red blouse that does not suit her dark brown hair and pale freckled face. Beside her sits a gangly youth with shoulder-length black hair, wearing a one-piece shapeless brown garment.
Greetings.
Doran's study of the other students is interrupted by Lortran's entrance. The white-haired and well-muscled woman stands beside the vacant window table. The black eyes slash across the 10 seated youngsters.
I am Lortran. For better or worse, I will be working with you over the next half year to help you find out who and what you really are.
A brief smile flashes across her face.
You only think you know what you are. If you really knew, you wouldn't be here. You all have talent of one sort or another, although we don't have any out-and-out chaos wielders here.
The dark eyes sweep the group again, and Doran shifts his weight in the hard and unyielding wooden chair.
I won't bother introducing you to each other. You can work that out among yourselves at dinner. You are the red group. Your schedule for the 8-day is posted on the board that says clearly enough, red group. The board is in the south foyer. That's at the end of the corridor behind me. No one will remind you where you are to be or when. Getting there is your responsibility. Finding out where rooms and buildings are is also your responsibility. There is a small map in the foyer next to each board. If you make an honest effort and have trouble in the beginning, no one will say anything. If you continue to show a lack of interest, you'll be asked to leave. Most people who leave here without finishing the course end up somewhere in Nordla or Kandar, depending on the available shipping. For those of you who have not figured it out, the Academy is all that stands between you and exile. In even clearer terms, the Academy prepares you for a controlled exile from which you can return. If you survive, and if you choose.
What kind of things will we be doing?
Your studies will concentrate on three things. The study of order and chaos, the basic history and cultures of Kandar, Nordla, Afrit, and Recluse, and physical training. What is expected of you will be covered in greater detail in your first meeting tomorrow morning. Most of you will discover how little you really know. Are there any other questions?
Doran frowns. Lortran will not answer more than she wants to, and she has said all she plans to say.
Dinner is waiting. This one time, I'll show you the way.